Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is Sunday, August 4th, game 4 of 4, Yankees versus the Red Sox. Yankees have won the first 3. Can they win all 4, Jake? That's what we'll find out later today after the game's being played. That's when you find out the result of said games. We won't have the results for you on this show because it's a pregame show, not a postgame show. Jake, how you doing?
Man, some good clarifications. We're back on the main channel today, so we got everything out there. It's cleared up. I'm doing all right, Jim. Jim, I'm surprised you're not in all black for the funeral today, bro.
Hate that shit. But Jake did make a good point that today we are on the main John Boy Media channel. We've been doing the pregame shows on Talking Yanks. If you want to... If you want to be able to follow and watch all of them, you can go subscribe to the Talking Yanks channel. We're going to do some other stuff that's just Yankees there because there's some John Boy Media subscribers that don't like the Talking Yanks shows every day. And that's that. But this one, big game, Sunday Night Baseball, we figured
we'd do. Sunday Night Baseball. Do a Yanks national. Socks.
Yeah, damn. Instead of the local broadcast, we're doing a national broadcast. It's also, This is also a podcast. It's available on all podcast apps. If you just want to hear Jake's bad voice instead of see his bad voice and listen to his bad voice. One of those should have said face. I said voice
for
everything.
Yeah, face was supposed to be in there.
Face was supposed to be there. How you doing? You're back in Denver.
Back in Denver. Had Jakey Weddings is back. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But had a good wedding. Jared, good friend of mine in Fort Worth. And, dude, it was actually funny. I've said it a couple times, but one of my quote-unquote celebrity moments was getting recognized at a pool party in Vegas. It was his bachelor party. And, dude, so it was pretty funny. Like, a couple of the guys that are extended friends of his, actually, he used to work with them. They're huge, like, John Boy fans. They didn't, like, connect the dots at all. And so seeing them at the wedding, they were like, dude, I wish we knew. I was like, sorry, man. I had one guy ask me, like, who you really are. I told him the truth, and it's not pretty. All things considered, early travel day, we ended up heading to the airport at 5 a.m.
What's he really like?
What's that red face bastard
is,
like?
Is his face usually that red?
It's so red. So we got back in Denver early, which is the best way to travel. And surprisingly, they had shots at the wedding. Don't do shots at the wedding, people.
Bad idea.
Because then you forget things. And
then you're people that are doing shots at the wedding and doing bad stuff later on.
Yeah, no bad stuff, knock on wood. Not that I've heard of yet. But back in Denver. And Jim, again, just shocked you're not dressed in all black for the funeral. And I will say this. I know we think that's corny, hokey high school stuff, and I'm with you on that. I mean, if Brett Gardner rolled through today in like a full Undertaker outfit, I think you like that.
No, the more badass thing to do is to now treat the Red Sox like the Rays or like the Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles, which they are. They're 15 games back and just fully punt it. My mom and dad are going to the game in the loss column. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
The loss column is the only thing you should look at. If my dad and my mom are going to the game tonight, and my mom was upset that they won the second game last night because she's like, now we're going to see a bad game and a bad. And I was like, Mom, my dad was like, they're still going to win. I was like, no, they could win. But Mom's right. Like, this is going to be the biggest punt lineup that we've ever seen with all the injuries, Edwin and Hicks gone. And then I tweeted out my guess at the lineup and I was one off. I had Judge DHing. I had the full outfield correct. I had Higgy catching. I had Mike Ford playing first base. I had DJ not playing. I just thought that they'd not play Didi again just to give him one more day. But Didi's out there. So the lineup, if you don't know yet, is as follows. Gleyber Torres batting leadoff.
Yeah.
Playing second base. Judge DHing. Didi at short. Gio the God hitting cleanup. Batting third or playing third base. Brett Gardner in center field. Five hole. Maben in right field. Ford gets the start at first. Higgy at catcher, and Talkman in left field.
Jim, it's such an easy joke, and I made it on the Yankees Twitter account when the lineup came up. But I mean, this looks like, okay, who got on the bus to Lakeland today for the spring game? That's genuinely what it looks like. Gio Urshela cleanup, Brett Gardner 5, Maven, Mike Ford. But yeah, and I'll give your mom some hope, because I think Yankee fans do have the memory of last year of getting swept in that 4-game set on Sunday Night Baseball. There's a ton of parallels. The Red Sox were having a magical year last year. The Yankees are having a magical year. Unfortunately, not in the Mookie Betts and Gio, both having MVP seasons types of way. We're having the miracle year in that Gio Urshela is batting cleanup and we're okay with it kind of year. So I think that's going to be a big talking Yanks topic going forward. Just like, Jim, I don't know when we're going to work it in, but I think at some point we should do a guess what the Yankees' first playoff lineup is going to look like.
I did it today already with someone in my DMs.
Okay.
It's pretty fun.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking like a Patreon contest or something like that.
Oh, maybe, okay. I like that.
Yeah. So we'll circle around on that. But yeah, and I think the Yankees will want this year, right, pitching wise and logistics wise, punt wise. If they have to punt, they're going to. But I think the team is going to take some pride in this game. And Jim, on the mound for the Red Sox, we have David Price, who he's had some Yankees demons. That one guy who kills him, Gary, he's not there, obviously. But David Price on the mound in the Bronx, the fans will be into that. So I think we'll get some electricity early. You are right, though, if they go down early, like, this will just be punt city, because the Yankees are moving on. They won the East.
They don't – yeah, yeah. Health is more important than burials, and that's the bigger burial that you can give. Like, we don't even want to waste our time burying you. It doesn't matter.
I'm burying you. Jim, I'll rip it quick. Mookie in right, Devers at third, Bogarts your shortstop, J.D. Martinez DHing, Sam Travis first base in front of Benintendi in left, Vasquez your catcher, Chavis at second, and the defensive replacement, Jackie Bradley Jr. coming in for center field with David Price on the mound.
It is kind of interesting that they take their defensive replacement and just start him.
Yeah, just play him. I actually like Jackie Bradley Jr., but it's a good low blow.
It's easy hanging fruit.
Low hanging fruit there.
All right, so the biggest news, Jake, is that both of these pitchers just had babies. They just come off the paternity list. So one of these guys gets to look at their kid in the face in 10 years and say, like, you were born in my very next start. I shut down the Red Sox. I shut down the Yankees in your honor. And the other guy's going to say, you were born, and then I got blowed up. It sucked. And then
they both just came off paternity leave. That's insane.
They both just have kids. Now they're facing each other on national TV. There's a lot of pride here. One of these kids in 10 years is going to look at their dad and say, you blew it the day after the first start after I was born. And then probably, like, adopt the parent, like, send David Price for adoption or something. However that works. Can you reverse adopt?
I don't.
I think it's called running away. I think it's called running away.
Yeah, I don't know all the legalities on that. Yeah, Jim, no, that actually is a genuinely great point, because, you know, when these guys' kids do get around 10 or so, they'll be on the internet, you know, starting to appreciate more that, like, their dad was a professional athlete. That's really cool. And they're like, wait, my dad pitched when I was born. Mm-hmm. How'd they 2.1 8 earned runs? You got rocked?
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's a huge what to watch for.
I actually think that happened. Price made a gentleman's bet that a loser has to change their baby's name to the winner.
You think that they made that actual bet?
I can't share, but yeah, I got, yeah, okay. I don't want to get into it, but yeah, I'm positive.
Price has been struggling since the All-Star break a little bit. He's 0-2 with a 6.52 ERA in 4 starts. His last time at the stadium, though, Jim, June 2nd, he actually went 2 runs, 6 and a third. So we'll see what he's got going on. And the Happer, where are you at with J Hap? Like, we're still hoping for like five good innings and a shrug at this point.
He gave us a quality start his last outing, 6 innings pitch, 3 earned runs, 8 hits. And I'll take that again today.
Yeah.
Okay. 6-3, 5-2. Those are my standards for Hap, which are low, but he's having a bad year. I don't see him fully redeeming his year and becoming like a Haps on the mound, nice, like we were at the end of last season.
Yeah.
It's not in the cards for me. So he's not on the playoff roster in my brain. Maybe out of the pen, I mean. But give me 6-3 or 5-2, and I'll walk away and be like, whatever, good shit. So that's where I'm at with him. Don't lose us the game in the first 3 innings.
Jim, you know I'm normally have terrible what to watch for. I think I have a good one today.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Jimmy, my what to watch for today, Gleyber Torres in his first game ever in the leadoff spot, Jim.
Nice.
And this is a spot that I've wanted to see him for a little while now, because I think, and again, we sometimes it's crazy how we ignore how young baby Gleyby is. But Jim, this, I could see Gleyber Torres being a leadoff guy for the Yankees going forward. He gives you good at bats. He's got pop in his bat. He's kind of like the leadoff. He could be the kind of leadoff hitter of the future. So I'm excited to see what he does. He's swinging a hot bat. Price is on the mound, and the Orioles are coming up. If you don't know what he's done against them this year, oh whoa! But Jim, I'm excited to see it. And I think we've been slightly disappointed when Gleyber has gotten slid up in the lineup. He sometimes has a tendency to get away from his natural swing in his game. I don't know. He's looked good this series. I'm excited to see Gleyber Torres in the leadoff spot, because I think that could be a position. And Jim, depending on the Aaron Hicks injury, the leadoff spot might be kind of available? Question mark.
DJ just goes back to leadoff.
It could be a lifestyle for Gleyber Torres in the future. So I'm excited to see his first game of it.
Dude, you made a lot of good points. A lot of people clamored for Gleyber to be up there, and I've said that he's too young, and every time he gets into the 3 or 4 hole, he struggles. He's hot as hell right now. I don't care if he's doing this. It's a punt game. Nothing matters. I just got one of the better DMs I've had.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I don't typically let anyone but educators follow me on Twitter.
Okay. Good start.
And I'm not a big baseball fan.
Perfect.
But Tomboy, I would let you follow me if only for having turned me on to the way that you cover baseball. So he's allowing me to follow him.
Wow.
I clicked his profile. It's not private. And he doesn't follow me.
He gave you permission, man. That's huge.
That is pretty big. Like, I kind of want to follow him now, because he's like, hey, I'll let you follow me.
Right.
I've gotten like 100 DMs last week. That's the one I read. Ridiculous. Hap versus Price, man.
Do you have a what to watch for of your own? I mean, I know Hap versus Price is always a story. There's a guy in this lineup that I think you're guaranteeing a homer from.
Oh, dude, I was just driving around trying to play out. Right. How does this game play out? Yankees lose because they're punting it? Sure. Red Sox are in such a bad way, man. I mean, the ump was brutal for him. I don't know how much you saw because you're at a wedding. The ump was really bad for Sale yesterday.
Yeah.
But he also gave up back-to-back hits to Valera and Higashioka.
Yeah.
So, like, and the bad call on Gio was bad, but then there was 5 more pitches in that at-bat. So, like, he was terrible. But, like, dude, you should still be able to get out 2 minor leaguers. And instead of, like, Chris Sale, instead of saying that, same dude who earlier this season said, I'm embarrassing my family with the way I'm pitching. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
He was just blaming the ump the entire time, who was bad. But, like, the vibe was just so defeated. Cora walked out to do a pitching change just to argue with the umpire, and admitted that in the post game as if it was something to be proud or like cool. Like, you're falling apart at the seams and you're taking pride in the wrong things and placing blame. I think the Red Sox are so defeated. We'll see. They're 15 games back in the loss column, so like, oh, it's bad. Anyway, so I was trying to think. I don't think the Red Sox win today because right. they're just so down and out. They had a players-only yeah. meeting, whatever.
Between doubleheader.
They're full of drama right now. Like, everything they're yeah. doing is like, let's talk about this other drama. Between
there's,
doubleheader.
There is a classic team on the ropes checklist that you have to check off, and like, one of the final items is player-only meeting, and they checked that box yesterday, and they got another L. So the wheels might come off quick. The Mets have much better playoff odds than the Red Sox at this point, but enough burial.
So I was driving around to get back to it, thinking, right. How do the Yankees win this game? Because the Red Sox won't.
Is the radio on?
No, the radio was off.
Windows down or up?
Windows were down. So hot out.
Okay.
Nice. And so you're with me in the car, and I'm thinking, all right, are the Yanks gonna blow them out? And I was like, nah, I don't think so. Happen Price, Sunday Night Baseball, we got a bad lineup. And then I was like, oh dude, it's gonna mirror last year, like you said, when the Yankees were about to win Game 4, Tanaka gave him a nice outing, and then Chapman, Bird, and Andujar collectively blew it. Yeah. And I was like, so what could it be? And I said, it's going to be like a Mike Ford homer in the 7th, 8th, or 9th. And the Red Sox are just going to think, like, who did we get beat by? The Red Sox are fully healthy.
Yeah.
Mookie, Devers, Martinez, Benintendi. They're fully healthy.
Yeah.
The Yankees, Sanchez, Stanton, Voit, Edwin Encarnacion, Hicks, 5 of their 9 players on the DL. IL. And they're just getting beat by Gio, by Valera, by Higgy, yeah. by Romine. Talkman had 2 RBIs. Maben had 2 RBIs. Players that they scoff at the names are beating them. So it's Mike Ford's turn.
Jimmy, DJ LeMahieu has been the MVP for the Yankees this season, and we haven't even mentioned him. He's sitting out this game, and we're just like, yeah, that's good play. It's yeah, smart.
Who cares?
And we don't even care. So it's a... It's wild, man.
My what to watch was Mike Ford. It's his turn to be the dude who shouldn't beat them that beats them.
Jimmy, maybe that's...
And it's like lefty-lefty. It doesn't make sense, so...
Okay. I like it. I'm maybe that might be the final thing on this Red Sox checklist for the season for the wheels to completely come off, is that Devers and Bogarts have been so special for them this year. Maybe one of them has like a meltdown today. That's tough. That's a tough talking Yanks what to watch.
Now you're
for.
Being a jerk.
That was mean. That felt mean. This is what I'm actually rooting for, is like an exact recreation of last year's game. So like ground ball to Devers to seal the win. He throws it across the diamond, short hops it. They don't get the pick, and the Yankees come back and win.
I'll say something that that Red Sox fans might be happy with. I don't know.
Okay.
Yesterday I was watching Devers, and I was like, I could root for that guy. If he was a Yankee, I think I'd really enjoy him. He just looks fun. I love how he does takes deep breaths before every pitch. Like,
yeah.
Cracks me up in a good way.
He is one of the most improved players in baseball. He is scary with the bat, and defensively, he looks great. I was telling all the Andujar stands, if you want to hide behind something for a little bit, check out Devers, because, Jim, he's got some stats, too, that are insane. He's got, like, the quote-unquote most balls, like, fielded out of his range or something like that. I forget the actual stat, clearly, because out of his range isn't a good stat. But, okay, so that was nice for the Red Sox fan after I hoped that – bad things a little bit. You got a pitching path to victory?
The four horsemen got used last night. This game is...
And the day before, right?
Yeah, and this game is full punt.
Yeah.
It's Hap to Sessa. Right? I mean, isn't that... Dream it's a given, team. Right? It's Hap to Sessa. We had Chad Nestor in the bullpen go last game.
Yeah.
They're the only two... Wait, yeah, it's Hap to Sessa. Sessa's the only guy that didn't pitch yesterday. After that, Ottavino can go. Holder may be able to go. It's Hap to Sessa. Honestly, it may be Hap to Sessa no matter the score, no matter anything. If you need one inning of like a save, Ottavino, Chapman, yeah. Britton, and Tommy Canley are most likely ruled out. No pitcher has pitched three games in a row this season, so I doubt they break it on a punt game, you know?
Yeah.
I bet they'd throw a position player before pitching.
You could see Chad go again. He threw 25 yesterday.
Yeah, but I think their goal is like Hap for six, Sessa for three. Yeah. That's their plan.
Yeah. So, nice.
Fun. It's complete. It's complete punt game, dude.
Go to the Homer Carafe. It's the Homer Draft.
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Did anyone homer in game one of the doubleheader?
Game one of the doubleheader. Let me see.
It was 11 runs were scored. So, right, so the over hit, which I took because my gut said under. Take right. that gut, you fat piece of shit. And Jake, wow, tough break. Five wrong in a row on the over under.
LeMahieu had the two homers in that game.
And neither of us took LeMahieu.
No.
All right, so I'm up first.
Yep.
And I am going with.
Yeah.
Wow, Jake, this is huge. So you already at, it doesn't even matter. Wow. Nothing matters.
No. Nothing matters.
Interesting. All right, give me Talkman as my first pick.
Wow. It's very noble. If I was a rude person, I would take Mike Ford from you.
I was baiting you into it.
Yeah, and now if I don't take him, you're going to say I was reverse baiting you. I was going to leave you Mike Ford either way, because now if you don't take him with the second pick, you lied on the internet. So that would just be folkish of you. Jim, I can't take Cameron Maben, LeMahieu, Edwin, or Gardner. I mean, half those guys are hurt or not playing, so it's really an open board. You know what, Jim? I'll hot take Jake here. Give me Judge and Glaber.
Pussy! You should have taken Higgy. You should have taken Higgy or Ford. That was dumb.
Hey, Shoka.
Yeah, I'll take Ford. I'll take Talkman and Ford. My two lefties versus Price. Nothing makes sense. Everything's going to be great. Over-under. What do you think it is? I think the over-under is going to be set at 10.5.
Price, Happer. I'll go 11. Let's see it. Yankees without a bullpen, too? Maybe put that number up. I don't know. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to live. What else is going on with you, man? How are you?
Hide user on this channel. Just had to block a 5-year-old who's being.
Tell the people to get excited for Talking Baseball tomorrow.
Talking Baseball tomorrow. Yeah, you guys should. Talking Baseball tomorrow. Jake, we had a record day. I mean, I thought Fridays were going to be our low day and Mondays our high day. But Friday yesterday was like trade deadline and brawl, but it was record day. So if you haven't been following Talking Baseball, it's posted on this very channel, John Boy Media. And it's if you want to join live and be in the live chat, you have to be a Patreon member. Otherwise, it goes public right after that. But live chat is for Patreon only. If you want to listen on the podcast apps, it's available on all of those as well. It's pretty fun. It's a pretty fun time. I was just doing a bunch of research for it. I'll do a bunch more after this.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's going to be a big app. I'm excited. Jim, over-under will surprise you today.
Okay.
Now 9.5.
Oh, wow. Why?
I'm going over, man. The Yanks' third option out of the bullpen today may be a position player.
Yeah.
And the first two options are Happ and Sessa. So, and like you said, if the Yankees do win this game, I think it's going to be like a slow bleeding death. It'll be like Gio single, Gardner single, Maben double down the line, Mike floored. So, give me the over. I'm hot too. So,
no, you're really bad. You're 0 for your last six in the over under. I'm one for my last one, but I'm gonna agree with you today here. Taking the over. Nice. Everything's going over.
Things going over, man.
Everything's going over. Your life expectancy recently went over.
What was that?
Someone had it at 29 years, 29.8
or whatever.
Yeah, someone had that. They just lost.
It's a good bet.
Yeah.
Can't win them all.
It was my mom.
your mom bet that I die. Okay. All right.
Anything else you got to say before we get going?
I don't think so. You did the Talking Baseball thing. Check that out. That's a good product for all of you in here that are asking for a breakdown or a fan of another team. And yeah, just get ready for the burial tonight, Brad.
Oh, we have another announcement, Jake. The shop at John Boy Media is
You're
up.
Pregnant. Oh.
I just paste the link into the chat. Shop.johnboymedia.com. There's some stores. There's some shirts. There's some stickers, too. Breakdown stickers.
The stickers are up?
Yeah, there's some stickers for sale. We have a lot to give away for reviews. There's some Jake Sucks hats. There's a hoodie. And we plan on putting more up. But I got it going. I got it started.
Nice, man.
All right. Cool. We're out. See you guys later. Jake, say those last words you always say.
Party.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.